Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. Don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. When we pray for our sins to be forgiven and for us to forgive others, we're looking to the past. In this verse, the Lord's Prayer looks to the future. Once again, the prayer is fiercely realistic. Although we've had the privilege of our sins being forgiven, we haven't overcome the problem of sin. Every day, we will still face temptation to be less than the best. We'll be tempted to cut corners, to be selfish, and to neglect the needs of others. However, we can look to the future with confidence because God promises to be our rescuer, if only we place our lives in his hands. Temptation is incredibly subtle. The evil one knows our weaknesses and will exploit them in every possible way. As we face up to these temptations, we have the wonderful privilege of knowing that Jesus understands exactly what we're going through. In the letter to the Hebrews, the writer says that Jesus, quote, understands our weaknesses, for he faced up to all the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. We're not dealing with a God who gazes at life from a huge distance, but one who's actually shared our humanity with us. What an encouragement it is to know that Jesus understands fully the temptations that we live with. In fact, he knows even more about the temptations than we do. The reason for this is that all too often we give in to the temptations, and so we don't experience their full force. Jesus, however, never succumbed to temptations, and so he experienced their full power. We don't need to be fearful that one day we will be overcome by evil. As we look to Jesus, we can be confident that, however great the challenge, he will deliver us from the evil one. So let me ask you a question. What is the greatest temptation that you face, and how are you confronting it? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, thank you that you understand the challenges of life. Help us to stand strongly for you, however great the temptations. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.